This is the Schnitt Show.
Also, President Biden had a pretty significant gaffe during his dog and pony show at the White House earlier today. I'll explain coming up. Welcome to Schnitt, hour number two. If you'd like to get in, I haven't taken any calls yet, but if you have any thoughts regarding the gun actions of the president from earlier today, if you'd like to weigh in on anything that you've heard, if you want to weigh in on my analysis, agree, disagree, 800-801-8999. That is the nationwide number here on Schnitt. 800-801-8999. Again, 800-801-8999. We've gone through number three of these six, and by the way, number six, when you hear number six, oopsies, we'll get to that in just a minute, folks. But again, number three, again, a red flag model, for instance, for states that don't currently have red flag laws. Again, I don't have a problem with a mechanism to get guns out of the hands of the mentally ill. I know that many have tried to make an argument, this is a slippery slope, and what happens if there's some kind of a conspiracy and they want to label you or tag you as mentally ill, and this could have the effect of infringing upon the constitutional rights of an individual that's not mentally ill. Again, folks, the incidence of that and having the proper mechanisms to, if you are falsely accused, to be able to challenge, that should be part of the mechanism here. But who the hell wants mentally ill people to have access to guns? I don't. Does anybody listening right now want those that are mentally ill to have access to guns? I know one of the arguments has been if you have, for instance, a husband and wife that are getting divorced. They are estranged, and you know some of these things get nasty. Some of these things get ugly. What if the wife were to, for instance, make a claim that the husband is abusive or mentally ill and wants to really cause trouble and have his guns taken away? Well, there has to be a mechanism for it to be challenged. And whether it would be up to a judge, it would be up to a court to decide whether it's a legitimate claim or whether it's a bogus claim. And I'm not saying that bogus claims, which could infringe on somebody's constitutional rights, I'm not saying that it's impossible to happen. But there needs to be a way to rectify if there is a bogus claim. And I'm sensitive to this. This has come up. We've discussed this numerous times over the years. But I'm on a wholesale level, I am not opposed to making sure or having legitimate teeth to make sure that mentally ill individuals don't have access to guns. But also, as I was saying before the top of the hour break, if you have family members that know they have a mentally ill, a sick individual in the family, and they don't act to remove these guns, well, then what good is it? So that's a problem. And some of the early indications were that the shooter in Colorado, the Boulder supermarket shooter at King Supers, that the family knew that he was off his rocker. He had mental problems. The brother, I saw several news reports that the brother said that he had paranoia issues. He thought he was being followed, that he had mental problems. So the family knew he had guns. The sister confirmed it. The brother early on, the older brother, I think he's like 33, 34 years old. It seems like he was trying to keep out of trouble because he was like, oh, I didn't know he had guns. That appears to be, in my opinion here of what I've read and heard, that appears to be absolute garbage and a total bullcrap. Because the sister was quoted as saying, yeah, we knew he had guns and they were actually taken away. It appears that a family member actually took the guns away for a bit and then gave them back. Why the hell did they do that? So the right red flag laws, a mechanism to get guns out of the hands of the mentally ill or individuals that are dangerous, on the surface, I don't have a problem with that. Now, Biden also referenced red flag laws primarily as a way to reduce the number of suicides in the United States. But of course, if adhered to, these red flag laws obviously keep the guns away from crazy sons of bitches. And that's ultimately what I want here. You know, individuals that, you know, would go on to commit a mass murder, for instance, like Adam Lanza, Newtown, at Sandy Hook, for instance. You know, Robert Aaron was the latest nut job, for instance, last month in Atlanta, where apparently it was known by friends and family members that he had some kind of a sex addiction that he was being treated for. Clearly, the sex addiction also exacerbated just an underlying or deeper mental illness. Got a problem with red flag laws, folks. I want to hear from you. 800-801-8999. 800-801-8999. Number four on Biden's hit list earlier today. Again, if you're just tuning in, there wasn't a whole lot of massive substance here. And I'm going to tell you right now, it could have been worse, or the attempt could have been worse, conjuring up serious constitutional challenges and certainly rulings by the Supreme Court. The anti-gun crowd is not going to be happy here because they want confiscations. Let's be honest here. They want Biden to explore with congressional Democrats. And again, they don't have votes. But some of these nuts, they want confiscations, or they want these onerous, burdensome taxes. Taxing our mags. Oh, you have a high capacity mag? $1,000 tax on your mag. Or you know, more likely, oh, you have to have an NFA stamp at $200 a pop for every mag you have, for instance. Biden announced that his administration is investing in evidence-based community violence interventions, including $5 billion over 8 years to support local violence intervention programs to connect individuals to job training, job opportunities, a webinar, okay, toolkits to educate states on how to use Medicaid to reimburse these local intervention programs. Again, on the surface, does that sound like, oh, we're gonna ban AR-15s? No. Again, I don't have a massive problem with that. That doesn't infringe on my Second Amendment rights. And again, as I go down this list, two more to go, the real anti-gun crowd here, they're not happy with this. They wanted confiscations. They wanted bans on the AR-15. They wanted bans on high-capacity magazines. Those are things that are going to have to be taken up congressionally. Sure, they can get crap passed in the House. They can't get it passed in the U.S. Senate. And ergo lies the problem. You know, Biden says that the efforts that I just spoke about will come quickly while waiting on Congress to appropriate additional funding. Again, is that a major problem? And is that a threat to my constitutional rights? My Second Amendment right to bear arms? No. Number five, the DOJ will issue an annual report on firearms trafficking. That hasn't been done since 2000. That's 21 years ago. Okay. Give me information. And then number six, and this is where Biden had a wee bit of a gaffe, which we have the audio proof, and I'm like, what the hell? Number six, the president today nominated David Chipman. That's C-H-I-P-M-A-N. David Chipman to serve as the director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, the BATFE. Now, don't bother, you know, memorizing his name just yet, this David Chipman, because his confirmation is not a lock. I mean, there's no guarantee he's going to be confirmed. Now, they like to tout him as a gun owner. They're trying to soften his nominee. Oh, he's a gun owner. Oh, he has guns. But folks, He is a vocal and a committed gun control advocate. So don't let the little, tidbit, oh, he's a gun owner. We're going to have a gun owner running the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Don't fall for that. This guy is an anti-gun advocate. Let's be very clear. And he's also a veteran of the ATF. He spent, I believe, the last 25 years as a special agent. But he currently works as a senior policy advisor at Giffords, which Giffords, an organization, obviously, that advocates for stricter gun laws. Giffords, sound familiar? Yeah, it's led by former Representative Gabrielle Giffords, who was gravely injured when that maniac opened fire again at a supermarket, that Tucson shooting, as she was doing like a constituent meet and greet in that parking lot 10 years ago. I think that was, 2011 when that occurred. Now, folks, in the nomination process of Joe Biden, the President of the United States, nominating David Chipman to serve as the director of the ATF, this occurred. I might need to use a red flag law on Joe Biden here is what I'm thinking. I need to take a microphone away from him. That's he could be dangerous behind a microphone. Listen to this. This is audio. This is not doctored, folks. This is, that's funny. Andrew, my engineer said, yeah, you got to take away Joe Biden's shotgun mic. Yeah, those are the long, skinny mics that are shotgun mic. This is Joe Biden from just a couple hours ago. See if you can spot what's wrong here. Does anyone know what's wrong with this audio bite? Let's play a little game, folks. Here's the president.
Today, I'm proud to nominate David Chipman to serve as the director of the AFT. David knows the AFT well.
What?
He served there for 25 years. And Vice President Harris and I believe he's the right person at this moment for this important agency.
Yeah.
And I've said before, my job, the job of...
All right, so let me get this straight. It's such an important agency that the president can't even name the agency correctly? What the hell? He knows the AFT well. Is that the aft portion of the airplane that he knows very, very well? Yes. He's flown on the ATF fleet of airplanes. He's very well informed and knowledgeable of the aft, AFT. Joe, Uncle Joe, President Joe Biden, it is the ATF, not the AFT. Oh, my God, what the heck?
Today, I'm proud to nominate David Chipman to serve as the director of the AFT.
Oh, yeah, the AFT. Joe, can you explain what exactly does the AFT do? The aft? And he knows it very, very well. Yeah.
David knows the AFT well.
How does he know the AFT well when the AFT doesn't even exist as a federal agency? Man, he didn't just say it once, he said it twice. And I'm sure that it wasn't misspelled on the prompter. Even then, wouldn't you correct it? No, that's scary. So I know that, Joe was a stutterer. Is he also dyslexic? Is Biden dyslexic at all? I just out of curiosity, I don't think he's dyslexic, but that's a little concerning. Calling the ATF, the AFT twice. Hope he doesn't screw up the launch and don't launch buttons, Yeah. Now, I'll finish up here in a few minutes and wrap things up. But again, could have been a whole lot worse today. But then again, the really bad stuff for gun owners in this country requires Congress. And they just don't have the votes for what the gun-hating crowd really, really wants. They want high taxes, they want confiscations, they want bans on high-capacity mags and AR-15s, and that just didn't happen. Folks, if you're worried about your hard-earned dollars becoming worthless or your 401k or IRA losing value, now is the time to move into gold. Don't sit back and watch your savings and retirement accounts suffer. Now is the time to make your money work as hard for you as you did making that money in the first place. Put your savings and retirement accounts into something real, like real gold and silver. I'm not talking about gold and silver stocks. No, we're not talking paper. We're talking real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. And how do you get your hands on real gold and silver? It's easy. You call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group is going to teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. I saw today, inflation is going to hit us, and that's another reason why to protect yourself is to move into gold and silver. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-600-GOLD, and you'll get your free gold and silver guide. And by the way, if you ever wanted to sell your gold and silver back, the Oxford Gold Group will buy it back, and they don't charge you anything when you sell it back. Get your free Oxford Gold Group investment guide. Learn how easy it is to have gold delivered to your home, your office, or how you can have real gold and silver in your retirement account. It is easy as can be, folks. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD, 833-600-G-O-L-D. When we get back, I'll finish up on Biden's executive orders, and the real gun haters, they're not happy with Biden today. Back in a minute.
This is Schnitt.
When we get back, we're going to take the bottom of the hour break. I used the whole first half hour. I went right to the firewall, as I like to put it. When we get back, I'm going to go to phones. Your thoughts on the president's red flag laws. 800-801-8999. We'll hit the phones next.
This is the Schnitt Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we take pride in presenting Schnitt.
Anything massively significant infringing on my Second Amendment rights today or your Second Amendment rights today? The answer really is no. And I don't think I can reiterate this enough, that those that want serious gun control or they want the landscape seriously changed, we're disappointed with what President Biden laid out today. You know, there are folks out there, they want confiscations, they want massive taxes, for instance, or the banning on high-capacity magazines, etc. I've got more to say, for instance, on the stabilizing brace versus the bump stock, and we can get into that in just a bit. I touched on it, but I wanted to expand a little more. Let's go to phones. Sue, am I going to grab Robert first? All right, let's grab Robert up first here. Folks, if you want to get in on the whole Biden executive actions laid out today, 800-801-8999, 800-801-8999, the nationwide number here on Schnitt. So 800-801-8999. We'll start with Robert in Pensacola, Florida. So you're in Matt Gaetz's district, right?
Yeah, Matt Gaetz is in trouble. He might need a gun for himself.
But don't say that. All right, Robert, you're on Schnitt. Go ahead.
No, look, Todd, I don't think no kind of law that no one passes nowhere is going to help anything with gun violence, because only law-abiding people follow laws. And like I was telling Sue, I said, with this red flag, who's the God that says that you're crazy, you're crazy, you're crazy, you know?
Who's
that person?
Yeah, Robert, well, the courts are, you know, who is out there to decide whether you're innocent or guilty in a court of law? If you're having a bench trial with a judge, it's the judge. If you're having a jury trial, it's the jury, obviously. But there needs to be a legal mechanism that if there is a problem, you know, I would imagine that with red flag laws, if a family member is going to call an individual crazy and it goes through the proper mechanisms, that the bulk of the claims are going to be legit, but there needs to be a process, obviously. And there needs to be a fairly quick process if there is imminent danger. That's number one. But, yeah, I have a big concern. And these red flag laws, we've talked about this for years on the program, and I've brought up the concern. Callers have brought up the concern. What if there's a retaliatory strike and you have a spouse, for instance, that's trying to have a husband's guns taken away, for instance, in a nasty divorce battle and claims that he's crazy off his rocker? Well, you have to have a judge. You have to have a court of law that can decide and to weed out any of the erroneous, nefarious, or bogus claims, retaliatory claims to try to get back at somebody. So ultimately, the answer is who decides? It's a court of law.
And as well, like all the stuff about the ghost guns, there are already laws on the book for that now anyway. So there's just, it just makes people, I guess, feel good, like how masks do, I guess. I don't know.
Well, no, listen, the masks, you know, certainly there is a comfort factor in masks, but, you know, don't discount the fact that there's a reason why surgeons operating in operating rooms for years have worn masks to prevent their spittle or whatever from contaminating a sterile area. The fact is that this whole COVID crap is spread via aerosolized droplets, and whatever you can do to restrict or confine some of those droplets, I mean, it's just common sense that it has to work, and it does. I mean, science proves that it does work on multiple levels. Robert, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-801-8999 gets you on the red flag laws. Any other aspect of what Biden rolled out today, and certainly not a whole lot of teeth. You know, Biden, you heard what he said. Biden said that hoping that Congress can do more. But guess what? Congress is tied down. And you're not going to get extremely restrictive and draconian gun laws passed. It's not going to happen. With even with the Democrats controlling the House, obviously you can get anything. You know, Pelosi can get just about anything passed on the Democrat side. And the House is a whole different story than the Senate, because you've got a 50-50 Senate, and then you got Joe Manchin, for instance, that wants no part of some of these draconian gun proposals that some want. So here you have Biden doing the feel-good Rose Garden chat today with his six things that he rolled out. Really only three have any substance, but even then, the anti-gun groups, they want the bans, they want taxes, they want high-capacity mags thrown out, the ban. They want AR-15s banned. They want another assault rifle ban. They want confiscations on the extreme side. And that's just not going to happen, folks. Congress has no, the Senate has no appetite for this. Oh, plenty of Dems do, but they don't have the votes. And Joe Manchin, Democrat West Virginia, is not going to let it happen. All right, your thoughts, 800-801-8999, 800-801-8999. 8999. Brian is next on Schnitt. Hi, Brian. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you so very kindly. I frequent a listener to your show, and I think it's just great. Little background on myself, a former state trooper up north and still stay involved in doing some training within the troops. But, you know, people need to know that a gun is a deadly weapon. A lot of them don't think about it when they buy it. And every time with one of our neighbors or something who wants to buy a gun, I tell them, if you haven't got a safe to put it in, then you can't afford to buy it. And I'm very serious about that. And I've drilled it into every, I think everybody in our neighborhood knows exactly my feelings in it, and I've spent some time, you know, training people. But we need to help everybody stay in compliance, and keep the guns out of the hands of the people that don't deserve to have them.
Yeah, you know, Brian, a couple of things that you brought up. By the way, where were you a state trooper? What state?
Up in Connecticut.
Gotcha. So a couple of things on guns. I am a gun proponent. I believe in the right to bear, right to carry. I'm a concealed permit advocate. I'm a personal protection advocate, but I'm also a safety advocate, and I concur. I have always been one to suggest that your guns are locked up in a safe. For instance, I don't have guns lying around in my house. I use, various mechanisms, including, for my home office, my bedside. I use the small gun boxes that I can access within 2 seconds with one of those, simplex locks where I can go click, 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 and I have my gun out in 2 seconds flat. And I have always been one to recommend that your guns are safely stored in your house. And it's not just because of the children issue. Of course, it should be automatic. It should be without, I shouldn't even have to bring this up, that if you have children in your house, your guns must be secured. But those that are saying, well, I don't have children in my house. Well, what happens if your house is burglarized? What happens if your house is broken into? Do you really want to make it easy for the burglar to steal one of your guns or make it difficult or thwart the fact if your gun is locked up?
Yeah, exactly. My safe is bolted to the floor with 5 9-inch concrete bolts that go through the floor of the safe.
Yeah, so they can't just pick up the safe and walk out with it. And that's a problem. You know, people might have a safe in their house, but if thieves can easily carry your safe away, they're just going to bust it open when they get off your premises. So, you have your safe locked down as you should. Brian, good call, and I thank you very much. 800-801-8999 if you want to get in. Just quickly, on the bump stock issue, I supported, and I still do, a bump stock requiring a federal stamp. The bump stock is the repetitive shooting accessory where you can emulate a machine gun. And if you become proficient, you can essentially turn a semi-automatic into a quasi-machine gun. Now, listen, you don't have a machine gun sear, for instance, in order to turn it into a fully automatic. But the way the bump stock works, and this is what the shooter in Las Vegas at the Country Music Festival, when he was shooting through the window of the Mandalay Bay across the street on the Strip, is the bump stock enabled you to create this this repetitive motion where you're able to learn your trigger pull, hold your finger on the trigger, and there would be this rocking mechanism that would emulate a machine gun, where the kickback on the stock against your shoulder would cause this back and forth fast motion with the recoil of the weapon. And it took practice. It does take practice, but some people can get very proficient where you can learn how to use this bump stock and really emulate a fully automatic weapon. And if that can occur, then I've always supported that, the bump stock ought to be an NFA item, and you should require a tax stamp in order to have that. To have an actual machine gun, you need a tax stamp, and if you get good at it and you can essentially do the exact same thing with a bump stock as you do with a machine gun, well, I think that something, should have been done there. And I agree. And then, of course, we did have the ban on bump stocks. And, that came down, some time ago, obviously. With the actual the bracing mechanisms, I do not put that in the same category as a bump stock. To me, it's, it's not even close. I don't think you can remotely consider it the same. All right, 800-801-8999, the nationwide number here on Schnitt. So, again, the anti-gun crowd is not happy with Biden today because, let's face it, there was nothing draconian. There was nothing with bear trap teeth that almost snapped our bones off today. There really isn't. You know, what we saw, among other things that Biden said today, again, he urged Congress, for instance, to revisit a ban on, you know, so-called assault weapons and the high-capacity magazines. But today, really, the real analysis here is Biden was big talk backed by very little action. The executive orders have very few teeth, very little substance. You know, those that put Biden in office based on his promise to deliver on major gun control, they were pretty disappointed today. They were pretty pissed today. You know, Biden has made it very clear that infrastructure in his new legislative priority is his number one mission right now. That's what he's doing. Infrastructure, that's number one here. And it's almost like he announced these limited executive actions almost to attempt to get the left off his back, but they're not dumb. And they know right away that, like I said, there's very little teeth, very little substance here. So they did not get what they want. The Biden didn't trick them. I got to be honest. I think Biden's about to run into a buzzsaw in his own party over this. And the anti-gun activists, they're going to be screaming that Biden sold us out. This was terrible. It does nothing. And essentially, they're right on many fronts. But red flag laws to get guns out of the hands of the mentally ill, as we've seen a high number of these shootings involving people that are mentally ill, that really has been the crux of a lot of these mass shootings in the country. It's mental illness. It's nutcases with guns. I'm opposed to nutcases with guns. All right, we'll give you the latest on Matt Gaetz coming up. And by the way, a lawyer with words regarding Matt Gaetz and the fact that Matt Gaetz can't be very happy right now. I will explain all next on Schnitt. Stand by, folks.
This is Schnitt.
Can listen to
Schnitt. We have multiple Matt Gaetz items today. Representative Matt Gaetz. Hey, if you heard a little while ago, we had a caller from Pensacola from Matt Gaetz's district. He's in the first congressional district here in the state of Florida. And the caller, I said, yep, he is in a whole lot of trouble. A couple of things. First of all, and I'll get into this in much more depth, but I just want to give you the headline. Story out today that women in Matt Gaetz's congressional office are defending him. They put out a statement. So Matt Gaetz, female staffers are coming to Matt Gaetz's defense. I'll get into this when I have more time in the beginning of hour number three in just a few minutes. And also, another big headline today, the attorney for Joel Greenberg. Now, remember, Matt Gaetz is ensnared. Matt Gaetz is entangled right now because of Joel Greenberg. This guy is the nutso, insane former tax collector of Seminole County, Florida, an elected position. And this guy was on like a frat boy free-for-all, apparently. And Joel Greenberg's attorney today said, quote, "I'm sure that Matt Gaetz is not feeling very comfortable today." That's according to Fritz Scheller, who's the attorney for Joel Greenberg, the former tax collector, Seminole County, Florida. Yeah, there was a little presser a couple of hours ago. And that's what Greenberg's attorney said, that I'm sure Matt Gaetz is not feeling very comfortable. Of course, Greenberg's cooperating with the feds. More detail on that next.
The Schnitt Show.